Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
It's a discussion of the latest entertainment news and celebrity gossip that go beyond the headlines. Welcome to Daily Pop, the podcast edition.
All right, we have so much to discuss today. Dr. Oz is here, and so is Toni Braxton. But first, the wild new conspiracy theory is Taylor Swift going after Kim and Kanye in her new music video. I'm Carissa, this is Justin and Morgan, and welcome to Daily Pop.
Yes!
All right, we have to talk about Taylor,
Kim. That was a weak clap today.
We need to do that
welcome
again!
To Daily Pop.
We need to do that again! About to speak for an hour.
I feel like I'm Black China. I'm like, are you texting other bitches?
Thank you.
Yes, you are.
Amen
you.
To that.
All right,
Carissa, we're ready.
Thank you for calling that out.
We're
I
ready.
Appreciate it. Okay, we have to talk about Taylor, Kim, and Kanye because there's a new twist in their feud. Yesterday, Taylor posted a photo for her new music video, The Man. Okay, fans instantly noticed that the hallway looks a whole lot like Kim and Kanye's house. So here's a shot of Kim's house from her Instagram, kind of similar. So also in Taylor's photo, there are 19 hands sticking out. Taylor was 19 when Kanye interrupted her at the VMAs.
Ooh.
So what do y'all think? Is there a connection here between Taylor, Kim, and Kanye? Is she going after him?
100%.
100%?
100%. I've fallen for this before, right? Where I'm like, there's no connection. Everybody's not that petty. This is what she does best, right? She makes connections. She wants people to speak about things. You don't randomly just have a hallway like that. It is way too similar. I literally was driving here. I looked at the link for 1 second. I'm like, of course, that's what it is. And she's so brilliant. I literally put on that song right after.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, I'm going to listen to that right now.
It's a good song.
It's a good song, but it's also, that's what she gets you to do. She gets you to talk about stuff and pay attention to her. And she's like been, you know, she did the documentary. She's been kind of mellow lately. And now she's kind of like amping up the spice again, what she does best, because her audience is back to being engaged.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. When I watched that documentary, it brought me back. And that whole time when she was on stage, she was so upset. Not only because Kanye basically said, you don't deserve this, but she actually thought that the audience was booing her.
Totally. And I also, that brought me back too. That's a really good point, Chrissy, because I was like, I don't remember a time that Taylor Swift was not as famous as she is now.
Yeah.
Right? Like, she wasn't that famous back then. She was just kind of starting to become the person that she is now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not fun to have people boo you.
Ooh, yeah. Right. What do you think? Do you think that's the theory?
Look, I think it's a theory. And again, if you want to reignite that, go right ahead, that's your thing, but you can't be mad when these people retaliate against you.
It's true.
And again, I always tell people, don't fight with a girl who got 5 sisters. Because you have to fight all 5, the 17 nieces, the mom, the grandma. MJ is gonna jump in the fight too.
And also
so
kind
don't
of,
be mad.
The narrative is a little played out, right, at this point. Like, the worst has happened. I mean, she literally had to go away for literally 1 year.
Yeah.
I think enough is enough.
I think it could be a slight jab to Kanye, a slight reference, but here's another theory that I found online from fans, and I thought it was pretty good. So when she did her Woman of the Decade speech at the Billboard Women in Music event, she listed 18 other female artists that are really hot right now that she admires and thinks that they're changing the industry. If you add her, that's 19. So it could be all of those women are going to be in this music video.
But what's the hallway?
The hallway
is too similar.
It could be, yeah, I think there could be a slight jab there to Kanye. So in the song, you know, the whole song is basically about, you know, if I was a man, things would be different. People wouldn't question everything I do and say that there's a motive, and they wouldn't go after, like, how I dress and all this stuff. They also would, like, one of the lines is they'd say I hustled, put in the work. They wouldn't shake their heads and question how much I deserve.
Well, that was beautifully said.
And I'm thinking, okay, well, that could be very directed towards Kanye, because that is exactly what he did. But I don't know. I think there's a slight jab there, but I think the big story of the song and of the video is going to be celebrating other women who are really making changes in the industry.
You think all her friends are at home right now being like, oh, we just went after Scooter Braun.
We just did this.
Like, we just fought somebody for
right,
you.
Right.
Can we stop fighting for
Team
Vegas?
What is her current crew, by the way, right now? Do we have an update on that? Like, what
are they? Selena's still her girl.
Yeah, but there's no more, like, there's not, like, the group of models anymore.
That's dispersed, right? We've moved on.
Everyone's gone and done their own thing.
I just, like, you know, like, we all have that one friend who, like, anytime she gets a little lit at the club, she wants to, like, fight with somebody, and then you have to back her up no matter how petty or no matter how small it might be.
Right.
So I think everybody's just like, all right, can we just, like, be happy again and,
like,
be
just
a lover?
Be excited.
Do you think that there's a small chance, you know, Katy Perry showed up in her video?
No.
And they
way.
Had this whole cheeseburger french fry reunion. We're all good.
Could Kim and Kanye be in this video? Katy Perry and Taylor Swift fell out, and then they made up once. Taylor and Kanye had their beef. They all made up. She was Taylor was next to Kim at that award show, and Kim was pregnant with North.
I have no life. How do I know that?
Because you watched the documentary.
That was a bad outfit night for her.
The facts I spew out that are not going to be helpful in my real life every day. I'm like, this is where you're at. they made up then, and then all of this stuff happened. They're not going to make up again. Kim is not going to play that game.
Well, I think, I mean, from the documentary, it sounds like Taylor's done with them, too.
I agree.
So I agree. I don't think this is going to be one of those, like, surprise.
No.
We're all friends.
No, they hate each other, which I love.
I get it. And I'm all about, if it's your story and your narrative, bring it up whenever you want. But don't at some point you want some peace? Like, even if this video wasn't about them, wouldn't you just say, we've seen this hallway in Architectural Digest, like, this is kind of like Kim and Kanye. It's like, if it wasn't meant to, like, hit them right on the nose.
Yeah.
Like, I just would want some peace in my life. Like, you just got over that whole thing.
It's also like, why do you want to be tied to this narrative? You said you didn't. That was her exact quote. I don't want to be a part of this narrative anymore. Don't keep bringing it up. Not to say that it's 100%, but the hallway is too similar. And by similar, I mean, like, loosely based. Like, let's be very real.
No, that hallway is... No.
AD hallway is different from... music video set hallway.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
It could just be a unique coincidence.
Kanye's hallway, I feel like you just want to, like, it just looks like a smooth cupcake. You just want to hang out in
it. I think all of these hands are going to walk out, all of these people that she mentioned, Lizzo, Camila Cabello, Halsey, Meg Thee Stallion, you know, her, Billie Eilish. I mean, it'd be so cool if all those women were able to be in her video. Is that, I mean, I don't even know.
Is that scheduling possible? I think that's possible.
And to be kept secret for this long, I mean, that'd be pretty tough to do.
But Taylor
could do it.
I think she could. She's kept things secret.
Yeah.
We didn't see her for 1 year.
I know. That's true. That is true. She's good at that. All right, well, we'll find out soon enough.
Right?
The video's coming out. Okay, Pete Davidson is calling out Ariana Grande. It's from his Alive from New York Netflix special, where he brings at that time that Ariana called him a distraction. Here's how he feels about it.
I've recently heard that Ariana said she had no idea who you were and she just dated you as a distraction. So now I just think it's like fair game. And you're like, Pete, this isn't fair. You're like, you're airing out dirty laundry. How could you do that? Where did she say this stuff? She said it on the cover of Vogue magazine. Can you imagine if I did that? My career would be over tomorrow. If I spray painted myself brown and hopped on the cover of Vogue magazine and just started on my ex? Yeah, I just it because I was bored. She won Billboard's Woman of the Year. And I got called Butthole Eyes by BarstoolSports.com.
He'd have a point there about a double standard.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, but I feel like...
He's like, oh, how do I navigate this situation? Don't you think so. I mean, yeah. She does get to speak her truth in her songs, in music videos. We all have to rally around her and support her, which I'm happy to do because I do love her and I love her music. But, like, he's a stand-up comedian. He makes jokes about his life. That's what they base their material off of. Why can't he go out there and explain his experiences as well?
Well, he's even saying she did, you know, make that jab in a Vogue magazine interview. If he would have gone and done any kind of magazine interview,
he would have been accused of shaming her and being disrespectful. I mean, it seemed like he was a pretty decent guy. They had a nice love affair. Unfortunately, her ex-boyfriend passed away in the midst of them being together, and then the relationship ended. I don't think he did anything wrong to her.
Yeah, no.
I think he was truly hurt that they split up, and I think she threw some jabs, so why can't he? It's not even jabs. It's just reality.
Yeah, but I mean, that's true, T. You can go ahead and throw something in your own art craft. Like, if he was a singer and he was going to write a song about it, people would be like, great, we accept it. That's how you express yourself. Like, he's doing on this Netflix special.
Yep.
But I feel like there is a double standard, but there's also a double standard on the flip point. Like, if men are casually dating multiple women, it's fine. But the minute a woman does it, she's a slut.
I know.
The fact that women have children with other men, people look down upon it. But when men have other children with other women,
it's like, that's,
it's
just
totally
men.
Fine.
Yeah.
It's
that's
totally
just
fine.
What happens.
It's just
yeah.
what happens. So, yes, there is a double standard in life. Always, you just have to accept the one that you were handed.
Yeah, that's a very good point. I agree. Mm.
Nice button on that.
Nice button.
That was really solid. Those jeans zipped up.
Right? Yeah. I've been on these, like, brain health.
That was good. Yeah.
Stuff.
That was
really
a quick
good.
To the point. Absolutely.
Feel sharp. Okay, well, let's talk about Paris Hilton. So, Paris Hilton is claiming she is the original influencer. In a new interview with Cosmo UK, she also says she invented the idea of getting paid to party, whether DJing at clubs or just showing up as the entertainment to attract fans to come to the club. So is Paris correct? Did she create these club gigs?
I can say without 100% that she is correct.
100%.
And I knew the publicist. So now when you
Who
look
was
at
the
Instagram...
Don't tell me the name. The blonde... his name was...
Elliot Mintz, but Elliot Mintz came later.
Stop!
I'm talking about the first publicist. There was a guy who, if you look on Instagram right now and you see somebody holding a product, you know, that person is getting paid and there's a hashtag ad at the end.
Yeah. Ooh, don't tell anyone that.
Right? But what happens now, what happened back then was there was a publicist in LA, and you've seen him around before, and he created when celebrities would walk out of stores holding vitamin waters, or if you would see Paris Hilton walking out of Kitson, every time she did those things, she was getting paid. So she was a walking ad, but it just didn't happen on Instagram. It happened on Us Weekly.
Yeah.
It happened on the blogs.
Oh my
it happened
God.
On all those moments.
Yeah.
This girl used to drive cars for free. They used to give her all these things. She would step out in a dress, and that dress would sell out. That's how she made her money.
I mean, that's how... Yeah, and she did. I feel like she created the whole idea of, like, Paris Hilton's going to be at this club. If you want to party with Paris, which basically just means she's going to be in VIP and you're going to look at her from far, but you're going to pretend like you're partying with her because you're at the same club as her.
Totally.
You can pay a little extra and get there and you can party with Paris.
But it's
because and that's a huge thing now.
These things are also so overly saturated and you see them on Instagram and it literally is in your face ad. Like, people, you have to disclose if you're getting paid for something. But back then, she was doing all these things and it was so under the radar, you didn't even realize that it was happening.
No.
We didn't even have Instagram. So, like, in 2007, we did not have Instagram.
We didn't have Instagram. Mm-hmm. You were seeing all these things in Us Weekly.
And it was like Facebook and they weren't even incorporating the ads then. God, it was the best time.
And she talks about
the time.
All the styles that she created. She really can credit herself for a lot of things.
Yes.
Because she was the one that was photographed the most during the time. Well, not the most.
Lindsay, Britney, Paris, Nicole Richie.
The Vagina Monologues is
and,
what I used to call
literally.
It.
And Kimberly Stewart was also a part of that.
Yeah.
Until she fell off that motorcycle.
And motorcycle, and that was it.
That was it for her.
But, yeah.
But even think Sad about times. It. Remember how, like, there was, I don't want to say the brand name on TV because I don't want to give no free shout out. There was an energy drink that started right around that time. Mm-hmm. And you just saw every celebrity walking around with that energy drink in their hands, like going in and out of clubs. And all of a sudden, this energy drink became like the thing. It was because this guy named Russ started this energy drink and would pay these celebrities to walk around and walk out of clubs with them. They didn't really like that stuff.
Yeah.
Is that the one? Is it this one?
Yeah. It's the color. It's
that the wings?
Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah. I mean, she really did change the game. And I think that if she... Hold on. I just have a deep question. Do you like life better like this? Like, do you like being influenced by influencers and celebrities? Like, does it make you buy the product?
I'm my own influencer. I am. There's nobody that has something that I'm like, oh, I want that. Thanks, guys. Zoom on in.
Mm-hmm.
I am an influencer. It's facts. Like, I feel like you either possess that that talent or quality, or you do not. Everyone who's an influencer doesn't always influence. Not everyone's selling a $3,000 dress four times over like I am.
See, but not everybody works on me, but certain people do. I think it's people because, like you, like if you gave me a recommendation, I would listen because you're my friend. Like if a friend said, like, hey, like, this is the best energy drink ever. You need to try it. It, like, makes me feel so good and I don't crash whenever I drink it. I would say, okay, I'll give it a shot. And if it's a celebrity that I don't think is a liar or, like, cheap or going to just, like, advertise anything, then I'll believe them more.
The last time you guys gave me an energy drink, I've had an eye twitch for 4 weeks, so. They're like, drink this. My right eye is not stopped.
You should trust me, though. It's really good.
It's
just keep
delicious.
Drinking it.
It's the worst.
Up next, you guys, can you fall in love with someone you are not attracted to? The show Love is Blind is putting that exact theory to test. It's not always pretty. We'll be right back.
Even though the skies are crazy.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I'm out of here. Get me out of here. I'm done.
Oh man, that was a preview of the Love is Blind finale. It airs tomorrow on Netflix. It seems everyone is watching the show, but if you're not, of course it's on Netflix. It's where couples fall in love and get engaged before meeting each other in person. And it is a huge hit. Everyone is watching the show. We had Nick and Vanessa Lachey, who are the hosts of the show, on Daily Pop just, what was it, last week or the week before, talking about it. It has taken off. Everybody's watching this. Could you guys ever do that? Fall in love with someone you've never even seen?
I mean,
I think so. Don't you fall in love with personality anyway?
You do, but... Like, so my husband and I had the long distance thing for like 2 years, so there was a lot of texting, but we had seen each other. Like, I knew he was hot. Like the hotness, my attraction to him happened immediately. I don't know how you do that without having an immediate attraction.
I get that, but I think when you get to know somebody, I mean, of course, if it's the person is the complete opposite of your type and you are absolutely not attracted to them, I don't think it works out. But I do think it gives you more of a shot to be open to being attracted to somebody to whom you would not normally be attracted to because you've already gotten to know them.
That's true.
How is that? Did I tie that up in a bow for everybody?
I'm sorry.
Do you know what I mean?
And the lie detector determined that was a lie.
Okay, what
you
happens?
Would not.
Yeah.
If you met somebody on this show and they revealed themselves after you said you were in love with them and they didn't look like what you thought that they would look like or close to it, you would do sound.
Think about it. If you're trying to describe yourself to somebody that you like, you're gonna like make yourself sound in the best light. I'm like, well, my hair is quite
I mean, unless they're heinous, but I don't feel like anyone's that unattractive on this
but
show.
But that's the problem.
But I don't know. It's a gamble.
But I'm saying,
no, it's we have to do this thing where we want to be sweet people and say, oh my God, it's the inside that counts. But let's be real. I've known relationships where one person is attracted to the other one and the other one's not that attracted. It always ends up bad. Someone always strays.
Totally.
You have to have the full Monty.
You
can't have one out of three or two out of three. Like, I need to be physically attracted to you, emotionally attracted to you, and mentally attracted to you.
Yeah, it's true. In order to have a relationship that's going to last, because you also can't just be physically attracted to somebody because then that's toxic and fun.
toxic and fun. Okay, here's the thing. You're on the show. You know you're going to be on national television. Everybody's going to be watching this. You've set it up. Like, you really think you're going to like this guy, and you go and meet him, and you think he's extremely unattractive. Are you honest with him, or are you just like, oh, I'm just going to marry him and then divorce him right after the show?
No, you just got to be honest. And you know what?
That'd be so hard to be honest.
No, let me tell you.
It would be, because what would you say?
Hey.
They would know 100% that it's because you don't find them attractive. There's no, like, sugarcoating that.
Yeah, but don't tell me you look like Keith Sweat in the 90s, and then I see you and you look like Keith Sweat after a sweaty day
at
the gym.
And you're gonna say that?
Like, no.
What
I'm gonna
you
be
say?
Like you. I would say, listen, I was caught in the moment. Maybe we rushed. Let's take some time and let's date. Let's figure this out.
I got caught up in the experience.
I got caught up in the experience.
And then he goes, So I don't look like what you thought.
And I'd be like, you know
not
what?
Really.
You kind of, yeah.
Sorry.
Ouch!
Oh my gosh, that hurts.
You've never been catfished before?
No,
I She's been married for 10
online
years.
Online dating wasn't really a big thing back in the
okay.
day.
Okay. If you have never been catfished, I'm telling the first time I got catfished, oh my God, I can't remember.
I feel like you get catfished all the time though, because I feel like people don't use real profile photos on
I get
the
catfished
apps.
All the time. The first time I showed up to a date and the person used a photo that was not anything that they looked like, an old photo, or maybe a retouch photo, I thought to myself, you know what, I'm just gonna stay, I'm gonna ride this out, and I'm gonna be nice. After the fourth time of being catfished, you're like, all right, I'm not gonna stay. I gotta go because you obviously lied to me.
Yeah.
It happens all the time. You
yeah.
just have to really just be honest. Because nobody wants you to waste their time.
It's
either.
Also a disservice, I was gonna say. It's a disservice to the other person.
It
like,
is.
If you're not gonna
I
wanna
just
sleep
physically,
with them.
Like, the idea of having to tell somebody.
I feel like Carissa thinks it's gonna be way harder for her than it would be. She would just blurt it out and be like, you're not, I don't think you're cute.
Thank you.
I don't think you're cute.
I don't
no,
know.
No, she'd be like this.
Me.
Well. It would be like a bunch of whales.
Well,
yeah, there we go. There
we
go.
I don't know. Maybe I did rush into this.
Has anyone in the studio audience been catfished before? Are anyone out there? Like, I honestly, like, if you haven't been catfished before, it's pretty terrible.
Oh, it sounds brutal.
Tom has been catfished.
Poor guy.
Tom. Oh.
All right, let's read some of your thoughts on our Taylor Swift music video conspiracy. So Jewel says, nailed it. The hallway is too similar. Pick another hallway if you're not striking a match. But Julie is not buying it, saying, I think people have too much time on their hands, so anybody that puts a wall in a video is taking a shot at Kim and Kanye. And then James agrees with my theory, saying the 19 hands are a reference to the current crop of female pop stars. He says it's kind of like what Taylor did in her Bad Blood video.
I think that also might be overkill if she does that. Just saying.
Yeah, Posse's
it's
old.
It's a little too much. Like, we get it.
Posse's are old.
We get it. And I love her, by the way. Like, listen to her music, love.
I like it, too.
But
I miss her bob. You miss her
the bob was... I need her to go back to the bob, that honey bob.
That bob was everything.
And she also, credit to her, she did that bob was a thing.
Yeah, no. She
came
did
out
the
with
bob.
The bob before anybody. And it was the bob and bangs. Nobody looks good in bangs, and she did.
Yeah.
Her and Jessica Biel.
Yeah.
Jessica Biel doesn't need bangs. She's stunning.
Dr. Oz, is it okay to tell somebody that you are attracted to them on the first date?
I was just reading up on that, actually. You definitely should. I was.
Dr. Oz is here, and he's going to tell us how it's filthy February next. We'll be right back.
Can we just practice emptying this together?
Every must.
Yeah, I want you to see you do it. And then, you ready?
Okay.
I'm getting my gloves on. Yeah. So this is not stuff you want recirculated in your house. You all agree with that?
I agree, yes.
Okay, so I want to just, out of curiosity, look at this hair.
What do they have, an alpaca living in there?
That is disgusting.
Here to tell us some more about the grossest things in your house that you never knew about is Dr. Oz. Okay, your show is doing a whole month of filthy February. What are some other things in our house that we don't realize are more harmful than helpful? And what am I supposed to do about my vacuum situation?
Well, that couple happily married for many years, and here you're watching by, we're cleaning out one of the humidifiers or the dishwasher. All these devices that we have at home actually have filters on purpose, so you're supposed to clean them. So as an example, your vacuum cleaner is primarily full of hair and skin. So you shed pounds of skin off your body, your pets do too. And so
skin?
All skin, little bits of skin. That's the dust is primarily skin.
Oh. Is it really?
Yeah, the things that go so it's a lot in there. So you want to, when you clean it up, you want to clean the filter that's in your vacuum cleaner.
Like how often?
Well, it depends how often you vacuum and how much skin you're shedding and how much hair you're shedding. So it sort of depends. But you gotta at least look.
She sheds a lot of hair.
Most people can't even find the darn filter. Forget about your vacuum cleaner.
That's true.
Your humidifier is a concern because bacteria love humid, warm things. Well, humidifiers are humid and warm. So they actually need to be, the water needs to be changed every day. Once a week, you can put vinegar or something in there just to just get the scaling
I do that
out.
With mine.
Yeah, we have to smell his vinegar every day. He drinks it.
That's why I threw that thing away. It's too much work.
And does that thing even work, a humidifier?
Oh, no, it definitely works.
Really?
Yeah,
it's amazing.
But it depends what kind of weather you're in. In Southern California, not a big issue. I was skiing over the weekend in Utah. It's dry.
Yeah.
And you actually need to humidify the air because if your nasal cavities get dried out, you end up getting more prone to irritation. In fact, one of the risks of airplanes is your air is so dry in an airplane that when you get dehydrated, the viruses can get into your nose, little cracks in your membranes because they're dehydrated, and the virus can infect you. That's one of the reasons folks don't feel well after flying on a plane.
Okay, so basically change your filters and your vacuums like all the time.
Yeah.
Okay, but clean your humidifier all the time.
What about your dishwasher?
The dirtiest place in your home.
No!
Okay, this is going to be
and
a
people
really
don't know
annoying.
This. There's actually a filter in your dish. Well, because of this, manufacturers say clean the darn thing. They put filters there. Most people watching right now don't even realize their dishwasher has a filter.
Where is the filter, though? Because I feel like if I close mine down and you put the little pod in it and you yeah. close it and then it washes, like, where's the filter?
Look at you. I'm so proud of you.
Oh, I'm becoming an adult.
Usually in the bottom, under that thing that spins, there's a filter. All dishwashers have it in a different place, but it's there. And it's not hard to clean. Okay. And, you know, you ought to do that, you know.
With, like, what, vinegar?
Do you take that out, or do you that, keep it in the
No, you take it out and clean it out. But here's the thing that scares you me the most. All those things you sort of expect might be problems. The one that surprised me was my ice.
No, I was going to... We're on the same page, because isn't it true you're not supposed to drink ice on an airplane?
Well, I studied that. It turns out the water on the airplane is a problem, and there have been studies showing that most of the times the water's got stuff that you might not want in there. But the ice, I found out, doesn't come from the water in
no,
the airplane.
It comes from what?
It's clean ice they make from solutions outside from manufacturers of ice.
Oh, okay.
So it's clean. You can use the ice in an airplane. Because everyone right now is coughing out their ice cubes.
But what about our ice at home?
Here's the problem. Think about this. What contaminates ice are your fingers. So you put your cup in there to get some ice, or more importantly, if you're at a fast food place, you know, public spot where you're getting the ice, people's fingers touching the ice. Basically, imagine putting your fingers in a pool of water and then never changing the pool of water.
Wait.
So we tested this stuff, and I found even in my own home, you could make bread with the yeast I found in my ice maker.
We got to yeast. I'm good.
No. Good.
I am good. And I actually have a friend that chews ice every day, and he's watching, so you should be very aware of that.
I was already grossed out by a lot of things, and now I feel worse.
You know what the grossest is for me? When people have those front-loading washing machines, and the front-loading washing machine has, like, a lot of mold on it, and you don't realize it, like, you have to wipe that out every time.
What's a front wash? What is that?
It's what you have in your house for, like, it front-loads.
The washing machine washes your clothes.
Oh, yeah, no, I know.
The front-load.
I know.
The smaller one.
Front load to me is a different meaning. I'm kidding. Wrong show. I don't know where I'm on.
Is there such a thing as a 5-second rule?
Yeah, that's a good question.
It turns out it's not about 5 seconds, it's what the food falls on. So if I were to drop food in this studio floor because it's a solid material and the food doesn't get surrounded by carpeting, for example, pick it up and eat it. Even 10 seconds, 30 seconds, doesn't really matter. We did a study looking at how long it takes to contaminate the food. It doesn't seem to matter. It
takes a second.
Within a second is whatever's there is going to be there, but it's still a minute later, it's still okay. Not bad. Pick it up, eat it, actually. Right? However, it falls on a carpet, it falls on something that's got a little bit of fabric to it, that's never clean. That's out of there, even if it hits it once.
Ooh. Oh, my gosh. So many things we're learning already.
But can I give one bit of advice to everyone watching right now?
Yes.
I never knew this. You might benefit from this. It's really important. The manufacturers tell you to throw all the ice away in your ice cube maker at least once a year, probably twice a year, and redo it. So if you got an ice maker at home, and everyone does, get all that ice, because you've never done this. I never did it before. Toss it, let it make new ice for a day, then you get clean ice.
Thank God I drink every night because I use all
ice. You couldn't possibly go through all that.
Stay with us because we have more questions for you, if that's okay.
I'll be here.
We have a lot of questions. Dr. Oz is here. We want to ask you about the great breakfast debate. Can eating more in the morning help us lose weight, or is it going to hurt us? We'll talk about that when we come back.
Oh, I have so many questions
about
that.
Do you believe in Fabuloso, or do I need to add...
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Okay, we're back with Dr. Oz. We have to talk about your feud with Mark Wahlberg.
It's a good one.
You're in favor of intermittent fasting, so essentially skipping breakfast, while Mark thinks that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. Why do you disagree with him?
Well, Mark bought into the dogma. Probably told by his mom up in Boston he had to have breakfast every morning because it was cold in the mornings. And, frankly, for kids, they should probably eat breakfast because they're not going to get to eat breakfast at 10 a.m. But for the rest of the population, when you can eat whenever you want to eat, it doesn't make medical sense to eat breakfast when you first wake up. That was only part of an advertising campaign many years ago. It's not part of any medical studies that have ever been done. And quite the opposite. Turns out intermittent fasting does seem to help people focus better, sleep better, have less heart disease rates. It influences a whole slew of opportunities to make us healthier, including longevity. Wow. So when I said that, Mark said, But as Oz know, you know, and then he said, we got a beef here. When there's beef, there's heat. And now we've been stalking each other.
Yes!
Trying to figure out what to do about this. Word has it that he's been aggressively training for the showdown. And he should get medical clearance soon.
Wow. Okay, but also, like, if we do the show really early and we wake up at 5:30 to get here. Well, sometimes. Not this week. Anyway, we have to be here at 6:30 most days. By the time I do the show, if I have not eaten, I'm like delirious. Like, I have to eat something. Is that because I haven't trained my body to just kind of bypass that yet?
Oh, good question.
Part of it's training. Yeah, I tell most people start at 12 hours of fasting. Let me just go through this for everybody real quick.
Yeah.
So you eat your dinner by 7.
Okay.
Right? And then you have your breakfast at 7. That's not hard.
That's not hard. Yeah, right.
Then once you can do that, you'll find actually when you wake up in the morning after not having eaten for 12 hours, you're not really hungry.
Right, yeah.
So you can go an extra hour or 2 or 3. And eventually you get to the point where you have your dinner at 7, and then the next morning around 11 o'clock, you really want to eat, you eat. I never want you to be hungry. You don't want to be suffering at all. Of course, audit whether it's true hunger you're experiencing. Most of the time it's just withdrawal from the prior evening's dinner. But if you have dinner at 10 o'clock at night, and the average American eats for 17 hours a day, we're not supposed to do that.
Ew.
So you eat your dinner, you finish by 10. Your intestines are working all night long while you're trying to sleep, so you don't sleep so deeply.
Right.
You get up in the morning, your hormones have driven your sugar out, because they have to, because that's what they do.
Yeah.
So 7 in the morning, you're starving again. Mm-hmm. Instead, flip it. Have your dinner early so you sleep better. By the time you wake up, you're ketotic, basically. You're not hungry. You won't sense it. And then when you feel like you need to eat something, you'll eat it.
Mm.
But if you get up at 5, 4, 3 in the morning, just wait 2, 3, 4 hours. You don't have to wait until 11 in the morning. Just wait a couple hours.
I'm going to do that.
I'm going to do that, too. I'm going to eat dinner at 7 and then
But all these gazelles that walk down these award shows, these actors and actresses, that's what they're doing. No one's telling America to do what folks are already doing here on the West Coast and in New York. And what I've also learned, I learned this from actors, from Hugh Jackman, frankly,
right,
who said, you know, that's how he would gain and lose weight for his roles playing Wolverine, and he learned it from bodybuilders.
Wow.
So it's already sort of out there, but now the medical community is also showing that it's beneficial. So I think we ought to just cancel breakfast,
mm-hmm.
or more importantly, just delay it a couple hours.
Yeah. Right.
That way you get the best of both worlds.
But you can drink coffee, right?
Coffee's fine.
Okay.
Not cream and sugar. Coffee.
I read a tweet.
Whoa. Go ahead. Cream, a little cream.
A little cream. I read a tweet that 1 in 3 Americans are going to die from the coronavirus. Is that true?
Categorically, no.
What should we be doing to protect ourselves?
So the coronavirus is going to become an endemic virus, which means it's like the seasonal flu. We're just going to be out there. It's coming to a city near you.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's going to be there. But don't panic, because the mortality rate, especially among healthy people, is maybe twice what the flu is. So it's not a lot different from the traditional flu that we have, and we're not panicked because of that. But it is going to be here, and deep in our souls, all humans realize that infections are the biggest existential threat to humanity. But this isn't the one.
Mm.
So don't panic. I understand why people are scared, but don't panic. It's going to disrupt businesses and schools a little bit, perhaps, but I don't think too much. And the good news is the warm weather will slow the virus down. And even better news is we're making a vaccine. So by the time next year rolls around, most of us can get a shot if we want it.
Another one?
Do you think the Olympics are going to get canceled?
I don't think they're going to cancel Olympics. I don't think the magnitude of... if you look at the actual people who die, it's people who are already frail. Many people who died in China were already in the hospital.
They were elder. That's what I said.
Right.
I had facts.
And kids seem to be spared. Kids have died, but not many compared to the flu. The flu actually is much more devastating to kids. We've had more than 100 deaths. We've had probably 40,000 people die from the flu this year in America. We don't talk about that.
How are kids dying from the flu? I just don't even understand that.
When you're very young, your immune system is still maturing. You haven't been exposed to very much. The beautiful thing about our bodies is we're supposed to get sick and then recover.
Right.
Yeah.
And then when we recover, we're stronger than we were before.
It
takes time to build that. So kids haven't been exposed. But we haven't had these kinds of epidemics. SARS was bad, but it didn't spread that widely since the late 60s. So people panicked about something that's been going on through most of human history.
What was in the late 60s?
Do you have
Hong Kong flu.
All right.
You feel like we need to go to break.
Rebecca, I can't hear you.
Thank you so much, Dr. Oz. We appreciate it. We wish we had more time.
Did you cancel commercials?
I know.
I felt like this was going long. I was trying to film.
You're like, we need to go to break. She's like, what happened in the 60s?
Why do kids get sick of the flu? You can watch the Dr. Oz show every weekday. Check your local listings for details. Coming up, Toni Braxton is in the house. We'll be talking to her next.
I have an eye twitch. Are we gone? I need to talk to you about it. It doesn't go away.
I am not even going to give this woman an introduction because she don't even need it. But I'm going to give you 7-time Grammy Award winner, Toni Braxton, everybody.
Hi, guys.
Now,
you this question.
Sure.
In the Divas Handbook that Aretha Franklin wrote, is it like mandatory that y'all gotta pop up every 4 years and just remind people that the vocal is still there?
A little reminder, yeah, it's important.
Is that what happens?
It's important, or something.
How was the AMAs for you?
It was great. It was great. You know, just performing was wonderful, and I got to, you know, just remind people of been blessed and how I got here.
Yeah. Now, speaking about your journey, you have been open about your lupus journey since the beginning. Yeah. Why was it important for you to open up about that?
You know, because when I was first diagnosed, I felt that I had no one I could turn to initially. I felt that, and I said, you know what, maybe my testimony, I could be a pioneer and help other people who are going through it or maybe suspect they have lupus. It's really hard to diagnose, you know, five out of five things, three have to line up. So it's like at least three. So it's like an eclipse. Mm. And so you're just sick all the time. So to people, they may think you're a hypochondriac, like you're sick. What's wrong? But they'll see it in your blood work. Something's going on, but they can't figure it out.
What were your symptoms like? Like, when were you like, something is truly not right and I'm not making this up?
Yeah, I was doing Vegas. I had a residence in Vegas and I was just sick all the time, chronically fatigued. My blood pressure was high. I'd never suffered from it. I just couldn't figure it out. And come to find out, I had a heart attack and had to go to the hospital. And that's when they found out.
At what age?
When I was doing in Vegas.
Oh, you passed out on stage?
No, I was home on Saturday. I'm off this day. I'm off. And I'm home. And I'm like, something's wrong. We go to the emergency room. What's wrong? I'm like, an elephant sitting on me. I couldn't talk. And they did all this testosterone test and everything. It was like, oh, she's having a heart attack.
Oh, my God.
In her heart are high.
Crazy.
And that's how I found out. And then I went to Cedars because it was in Vegas. This happened. And they transported me to Cedars. And they said, okay, she has lupus and loves her heart. The irony of that. I know. Loves my heart and my blood. I have systemic lupus, so it can attack any organ in my body. It's not just skin, different types of lupus. Of the lupuses, I have the worst. but of the worst, I have the best, so there's a silver lining.
There's a silver lining there.
There it is.
It makes you look younger.
Does it?
But it attacks your heart. Look at her.
You know what? Though sometimes I look a little puffy, a little filled out, and it's because I'm on steroids.
Yeah.
Okay. Often on steroids having lupus. So sometimes people are like, oh, she had something. No, I've never had anything done to my face. I had my nose done in the 90s. I have a 90s nose, very 90s. That's the only thing I've had done to my face. I have nothing else done. I've never had lipo. I can't get that anyway because I have, you know, type of lupus.
Yeah. What's the craziest thing you've tried to alleviate some of these symptoms? Because I heard it's a painful and it's like a gut-wrenching disease.
It's an autoimmune disease.
Yeah.
So my immune system attacks itself. And your immune system is kind of the police of your body. Who are you? You go there. Who are you? You go that way. Mine just kills each other. Kill each other all the time.
Yeah.
And a chronic inflammation, chronic body pain. But I found this great product, Uncle Bud, so that helps me out a lot.
So tell us about that.
How long did it take for you to find something that made you feel better?
You know, having lupus, I'm on so many medications, so I was trying to find something else. Like, gosh, so much. But I found this product by default. My knees was bothering me one day, and I was like, oh, let me see, what do I have? I couldn't find my medication. And I said, what's this Uncle Buzz anti-inflammatory? Let me put that on. Put it on, kind of forgot about it. An hour later, I'm like, wow, I feel great. And I was like, what is this Uncle Buzz? Talked to my manager, who happened to know the guy, and it was this guy, kid, he was 23, he was 14 years old, he kind of invented this product because he had chronic arthritis.
Wow.
I don't know if he had RAH or whatever. I don't know what he had, but he kind of invented it. And from there, we just started working together, and I love this product. I mean, it's natural. Everybody's talking about the CBD stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know anything. I'm not really an herbal refresher.
No, okay. That wasn't your thing.
But I was like, what is the CBD? So when I used it, and I was like, okay, am I going to feel like that hot, buzzy thing people get when they smoke a little?
Yeah.
I never got that, and the reason is because it doesn't have that THC stuff. Mm-hmm. And that's the stuff that causes,
It doesn't cause that. Don't make me go there, Tony.
It doesn't cause that part, so that's why. It is natural. My kids use it. You know, it's not that thing people often go, well, it's going to show up in my urine. It's not that type
of
thing. It's a topical salve.
Because a lot of people think, like, if I use...
No, not this product. Not this
particular
CBD product.
Yeah.
It's everywhere. It's in Target. It's in GNC.
Yeah.
GNC, the vitamin shop. My kids said they saw it in Urban Outfitters. It's like over 19,000 retailers.
I'm just coming to your house.
Everywhere. So it works. But it works.
Oh, my God.
So that's the most important.
And it's called Uncle Buzz.
It's Uncle Buzz, not because you get a bud.
Yeah.
Everybody got an Uncle Bud.
Well, everybody got an Uncle Bud.
Or Uncle Bud type.
Thank you so much for being here.
We
really appreciate it.
Of course. I'm glad to be here.
You guys, we're going to have more Daily Pop when we come back. I need to get some of this Uncle Buzz.
Got to get some.
I need to do this on my elbow.
A little there, a little there, a little here.
Never have I ever played hooky from work.
Never.
Come on, Gail.
It was a long time ago. Was it mental
Just put the finger down. Just put the finger down.
Okay.
Never have I ever sexted with someone.
Definitely not.
Definitely not.
You haven't sexted with
someone? No. Hell the hell no.
Really?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, no.
I'd be a fool.
If she put her finger down on that, I would pass out on the floor right now.
Never have I ever had a one-night stand.
We both better put our finger down.
Yes!
That was Oprah and Gail playing Never Have I Ever with Ashley Graham for OprahMag.com's The OG Chronicles. Did the one-night stand kind of confession surprise you?
No, of course no. They've had a one-night stand. Life has been long for them.
And Oprah was fine in the 80s, as she is now. And Gail was a brick house, too.
So
of
cute.
Course.
I can't believe that they've never played hooky.
Well, Gail has.
Once, she said.
Once.
Yeah.
In her long career... I mean,
it's a weekly occurrence for us.
Like, we've definitely played hooky. I can speak for
Today's
all of us
not the day
table.
For work.
I haven't played hooky, but I will say this. My first year working
Whoa, here. Whoa, time out. We are not going to let you lie like
You're
that.
You're going to literally
That's
lie.
That's going to... TV's about to break.
Let me finish my statement.
What happened Friday?
Okay, what had happened was...
What had happened was that you played hooky.
No, what had happened was I got a little eye cream in my eye, and I thought it was pink eye.
Uh-huh.
And that's why I didn't come. But I'm also, like I was going to say before y'all rudely interrupted me, my first year working here, I ended the year using only 3 out of my 11 sick days. And I thought, oh, they're going to reward me because I showed up to work like even when I wasn't feeling the best. And when I realized
that
in corporate America, that's not happening, I will now use my sick days because I will say, okay, this is not a day I want to go in. I'm having a mental health day or it's just one of those days. And I'm not afraid to say I'm having a moment and stay home because guess what? They're not going to give me those days back. So I'm going to take advantage of them.
That's true. Chris is like the vacation day keeper. She knows you got 3 more, slap it on the table. We're going to roll over to next year. Take it now. Like, she knows all of the tricks.
But this idiot will take a sick day
a
the day before she leaves to go on a flight. That's when you use it. I'm more scandalous of mine. I'll be like,
yours are in the moment. You don't plan them out. Like, you'll go out the night before and be like, I can't wake up, so I'm going to call in sick that
we'll
day.
See you on Instagram, and you'll be like out in the club till like 2 a.m., and then the next morning he's like, I think I got a back problem.
Yeah, exactly.
Back pain
hurts. It's research.
Hurts.
It's research and development. It's research that I'm doing in the club.
True.
I didn't know what that tassel
means.
You're
the hooky king, but that's okay. I'm all for it. I support anybody that needs to play hooky. You need a mental health day, you take it.
Do you?
I'd rather you be gone than be here and be cranky.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Coming up, Twizzlers or Red Vines? She says hi. LeBron James just set off a major debate. We're going to weigh in next.
Bye. Bye, baby. What are you eating?
LeBron James sent Twitter into a frenzy last night after he was seen eating red vines at a Lakers game, which has led to the great debate. Which is better, red vines or Twizzlers?
Red vines, no question, hands down. If somebody says to me, do you want a licorice stick and it's not a red vine, I'm not
That's
doing
that. That's because you grew up in a gluten-free household, honey.
No.
Give me that Twizzler.
The Twizzler has more of a cherry baked taste. Is it all about a red vine?
Hold on.
And if you put them in the fridge, they're the best.
Hold on.
Fridge, wow. Okay, so I'm your tiebreaker.
And you remember when you used to use them as a straw?
It's dry,
yes,
though.
I so used
and
to
And your
do Dr. That.
Pepper, oh, disgusting.
Oh, wait, I'm having a moment. Maybe a red vine.
It's a red vine. It's the rich version of licorice.
Red vine is better.
Red vine is better.
Why do I always have to prove myself on this show?
But red vine is better.
Yeah,
and it's a better straw, too, if you want to use it as a straw.
It's dense. Look at the different texture.
This one just doesn't have as much flavor as this one.
This is waxy. Mm-hmm.
This one has, like, cherry to it.
What is it? What is it?
Waxy.
All right, Bill Nye, the science guy right here.
Sorry, guys. We're all voting for red vine over here.
I do love a red vine.
I love that we really get good food and snacks.
I know, we don't get snacks now. We're all starving.
By the way, New York get cheesecake and we get Twizzlers.
Yeah.
All right, that's it for us today. Wow. Tomorrow, Tia Mori is here, plus the test that will reveal all these things that you never even knew about yourself. Oh my gosh, so much to learn. Have a great day, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Yeah, get it back.
Have a red vine.
Thanks for listening to the podcast edition of Daily Pop. Remember, we've got a new episode every day. Make sure to subscribe and have a great rest of your day.